fact, where would you find Hilchus Mezuzah in Shas? If you wanted to learn Hilchus Mezuzah from beginning to end, what Masechta would you open up? So it's interesting. There is no Masechta that you would expect it to be in. Where is it? Not Erevin, no. Although there's a lot of stuff about Tzuras HaPesach in Erevin, so that's not a bad guess. Not Pesachim either. Why would you say Pesachim?
That's on the wall.
Okay, because of the carbon Pesach on the doorpost? Okay, I hear that. Why Shabbos?
Because of the Mavois
and stuff. Okay, I hear that too. The answer is Menachos. In Mesachos Menachos, we have Hilchos Tzitzis, Tfilin, and Mezuzah. Why does it come up in Mesachos Menachos? Okay, good question. You look at Perikat Cheles, what exactly the connection is to Mesachos Menachos, but that's where the Rishonim all talk about it, because that's where the major sugyas are. But there is one halacha in Mezuzah that, as far as I know, does not appear in Mesachos Menachos, does not appear in any of the Mezuzah sugyas. It appears in one line of Gemara in Sukkah Daf Gimel. And it is probably one of the most fundamental halachos in Hilchos Mezuzah. And that is that in order for a room to be chayiv in Mezuzah, it needs to be a certain size. Only when a room is such a size is it chayiv in Mezuzah. Smaller than that is not chayiv in Mezuzah. So because this is the primary spot in Shas that it comes up, even though it's completely tangential in Masechta Sukkah, it has nothing to do with Masechta Sukkah, I figured at least we could take a day. We could take a day to learn through the sugya halach l'maisa. So I do have Mar Makomos here, for those who did not get. I brought it very late to the Vishnu, so maybe just pass them around and anyone didn't get can grab one on this topic. But let's take a look at the Gemara while those Mar Makomos are being handed around. The Gemara tells us as follows. Six lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Man tana lahad tana rabbanan, bayis she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos. Who's the one, who's the author of the following brisa? The brisa says that if a house is not dalet amos by dalet amos, if a house is any less than 4x4 amos, here are the relevant halachos. Pater min mezuzah. Number one, it's pater from mezuzah. Number two, umin ha-ma'aka. It's pater from ma'aka. And that's what we'll discuss by Hashem on Sunday. The mitzvah of ma'aka. What is the mitzvah of ma'aka? The fence around your roof. Make sure no one falls and dies. Number three, ve'eno mitame b'negayim. What's that halacha?
Saras
of a house. Good. Does that ever happen? Ah, so that's one of the things Gemara in Sanhedrin says, along with Ben Sora Ramora, impossible. But nevertheless, still, or at least according to some deals, impossible. Yet, there are halachos about it. So a house that's less than 4x4 amos, ain't no matam even going. Ve'eno nechlat bibate are choma. There is a halacha about selling a house in a walled city in Israel. What is that halacha? That it does not go back at Yovel. That if you don't redeem it within the first year or two, it does not go back at Yovel. It stays forever. Ve'ein chozrin olav me'or chayal melchama. Halacha number five. What's that one? Ein chozrin olav me'or chayal melchama.
That's that it doesn't count as a house that house for the purposes of a soldier, of someone going back.
Excellent. A person, there's a guy whose job he's called the Kohen Mishpach Melchama, who makes the announcements before war. Anyone who has planted a vineyard, married a woman, built a house, you are free to leave the battlefield. So one of those things is building a house. If a person has just built a house, he is potter from fighting the war. What kind of house? It has to be at least Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. Those are five halachos so far. The Ein Ma'arvin Bo. We don't make an Eruv in it. Says Rashi, Derech Bateim Lios Psuchen L'chatzer. They used to have their houses would open up into a chatzer. Many homes would open up into a single chatzer. And they would go through that chatzer to get to the street, to get to the Rishos Harabim. So each of those houses were privately owned, and therefore you're not allowed to carry in the chatzer without an Eruv. So how do you make an Eruv? Everyone contributes. Everyone buys some bread, or what we do nowadays is not bread. Anyone know what we do? We buy a box of matzos. Why do we do matzos and not bread? bread will get stale and spoiled, exactly. They put it in one basket, everyone is an owner of it together, and they put it in one of the homes, and that becomes as if it's the house that's jointly owned by everybody, that's all one big dira. So a house that's less than 4x4 amos doesn't have to contribute toward the bread. Meaning only homes in the chatzer have to contribute toward the bread. A house that's less than 4x4 amos. Now we have already made a major turn in the braisa. All of the first, what was it, 5 halachos? Mezuzah, ma'aka, nega'im, bate erichoma, me'orche amulchama. Those are all dinim da'oraisa. Eruv chatzeros, Dovi, I just realized you weren't on my list. Eruv chatzeros is a din drabanan. So everything we said now was da'oraisa, eruv chatzeros is drabanan. And we continue along the drabanans. You also, the Chacham were misakin that every chatzah that opens up into a mavoi could join together so that they'll be allowed to carry in the mavoi. Let's say you have this tiny little house that's opened up into the mavoi. Let's say this tiny little house that's less than 4x4 amos is the only house in that chatzer that's opened up to the mavoi. Well, that chatzer does not have to participate in the shitufei mavuos, in this joining together to allow people to carry. Do we still do this? Do we still contribute to a box of matzahs and still have this whole business? Yes, absolutely. In all of your communities where there's an eruv, there is a box of matzahs somewhere that you are all partial owners of. And you have the right as partners in that box of matzahs to go over to the rabbi any Shabbos and say, I'm hungry. I want some matzah. And he's going to have to direct you, because it's yours as much as it is his or as much as anybody else's. He's going to have to direct you to where that box of matzah is, and you would be allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So Shabbos told us that there used to be one Meshuggah on Washington Heights. Every Shabbos, we'd eat the box of matzahs. They have to make a new Erev every single Shabbos. Typically, we keep the Erev for a whole year. We'll switch it out on Erev Pesach or something, and we'll make a new Erev. But in certain communities, the minhag is that they keep it in the shul. It's a questionable minhag, because really it should be kept in a house. But it's an old minhag, and a minhag that is followed by many. And when it's kept in the shul, they'll have like a sign, this is the Eruv Chatzeros. I remember when I was in Detroit many years ago, they had like that in the shul. It was very obvious and very clear that was the box for the Eruv. I think in my shul we have the Northwood Mir Eruv box of matzos, and that's something that one is supposed to do. Yeah.
Does each person have to have enough for themselves, like each family? Does it depend, like if you have a big community, you need more?
Ah, good. So that's an excellent question. How much do you need? Do you need enough for each person to be able to have a kazayas? Because one box of matzos is not going to cut it for a huge community like Boca Raton. Or for a community like the Five Towns, you know, where we have 14 miles of Erev. You know how many Jews are in that 14 miles of Erev that we have in the Five Towns? I don't know, but a lot, you know. And one box of matzahs, the chora shouldn't cut it. So when Bez Hashem one day we're zocher to learn Erev and together, we'll learn why that's okay. That once you hit a certain shear, then you could have an unlimited number of people. If you have very small amounts of people, then you have to make sure there's a certain shear for each person. Once you hit a certain amount, which a box of matzah certainly covers, then you could have an unlimited number of people connected to that Eruv. Good. Another halacha, midrabanan, that you got to put the box of matzah somewhere. Where do you put it? It has to be a bias. It has to be a house. It cannot be a place that's less than 4x4 amos. Ve'ein osin oso ibur ben shtei ayaros. You also cannot make it a connector between two cities. This is for a halacha called Tchum Shabbos. What's the halacha of Tchum Shabbos? Good. You're allowed to go. You're allowed to walk without carrying. You're allowed to walk up until 2,000 amos outside of your city. Beyond 2,000 amos, you're not allowed to go. But how do you measure what's called the city? So if you have a city and then another city and there's a house in between that's, let's say, about 70 amos away, 70 amos and change, away from each city, it connects both cities and we view them as one big city. And therefore, you can go, if you live in the city that's more toward the east, you're allowed to go 2,000 amos to the west of the city that's to the west of you, because it's all considered one big city. We view it as one big unit. That's only if that connecting house is dalet amos al dalet amos.
So what about like Far Rockaway and Atlantic Beach?
Ah, so this is halacha lemaisa. It's a very important shaila, because people do like to walk over the Atlantic Beach Bridge, especially during the summertime.
Does it specifically have to be a house or like a settlement of some sort? Can you consider the bridge?
Well, the bridge is not a settlement. Active. In fact, the Gemara is going to talk about the toll booths, which are quickly going out of style with Easy Pass, and not forget Easy Pass, even just the toll booth driving. Yeah, so but even toll booths would not count. It would have to be a base dira. So whether that meets the criteria or not, I don't know. You have to ask an expert in Tchumen. I don't know if you're allowed to walk over the Atlantic Beach Bridge on Shabbos. I'm not sure. What's the minig? Anyone from the neighborhood know what the minig is?
Like the Brooklyn Bridge, where people are walking it the entire time.
So yeah.
It's never quiet.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't. It being quiet doesn't. Or not quite, it could be a highway, but if it's outside the city, you're not allowed to go 2,000 amos.
Is that longer than 2,000
amos? Right, so that's the question. Exactly how you measure it is not so pashut either. There are major, complicated sugyos in Erevin of how you measure it. Like there are depressions and slopes in the ground, so you measure it straight, you measure it up and down. Like exactly how you measure it is not so pashut.
How far is 2,000 amos?
That's also not so pashut. An amos, yeah, let's say, somewhere between 18 inches and 24 inches. So, like, for example, the Gemara says an amma is from here to here, from your elbow to the top. So that's not 24 inches, not on an average, certainly not an average Jewish man, right? That's not, you would imagine that's not 24 inches. Yet we assume that the average height of a person is 3 amos. 3 amos is the average height of a person. That's pretty close to 2 feet, meaning not exactly, maybe an inch or two under. But so exactly how we measure an amma is also a fascinating topic. Not for right now. If you have a house that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, brothers and partners do not divide that house. And the Gemara is going to explain a little bit later on what that means. So we have 5 halachos midaraisa, and how many halachos midrabanan? We have in ma'arvin bo, in mishtatvin bo, in manichin bo eruv, in osnosi ibro b'shtei ayaros, in achin v'ashutvin cholkin bo. 5 halachos midrabanan. So, and all of them relate to the definition of a single word. Bias, right? And how do we define a bias? 4 by 4 amos. Why is this appearing in Masechta Sukkah? Because the Gemara says, oh, we have 3 opinions about how large a sukkah has to be. Beis Hillel said, what? 6 by 6 tefachim. Beis Shammai said, what? 7 by 7 tefachim. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi said, 4 by 4 amos. Oh, and now we have a brisa that tells us that there are 10 halachos that define a living quarter as something that is 4 by 4 amos. Isn't that price of following the shita of Rebbe? Says the Gemara, Lema Rebbe, Hivalo Rabbanon. It's like Rebbe against Beis Shammai, against Beis Hillel. Says Gemara, Nafilu Temer Rabbanon. Maybe that price could even fit with Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanon, hasam elin tzuka, didiris arayhi. Aval gabe bias, the dearest keva who afilu rabbanon modu, the yisme dalar al dalar amos dairi beinshi v'ilo lo dairi beinshi. Very straightforward, the Gemara says. Sukkah is meant to be a temporary, less permanent type of place. A sukkah does not have to be a bias. All these 10 halachos are about a bias. A sukkah, you're supposed to treat your sukkah like a house. Teishu ke'ein taduru, but it's not actually supposed to be physically a house, and therefore it could be way smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos, because it doesn't have to be a house. So these 10 halachos are independent of a shir sukkah. Essentially what the Gemara just did is it took this whole long brisa that we brought up here in Masechta Sukkah and said, by the way, this brisa has absolutely nothing to do with Masechta Sukkah. Right? We've divorced it from Masechta Sukkah. But you still got to learn the brisa, and that's what the rest of Gimel and Beis is about, just learning the brisa, even though it's got nothing to do with Masechta Sukkah. So the Gemara starts going through the Braisa. And the Gemara says, well, the first 5 halachos were all dinim d'oraisa. The second 5 halachos were all dinim d'rabbanan. Why is it that a bias is defined as dalet amos? Why is it that for the first 5 halachos you need dalet amos al dalet amos? So the Gemara says, because by each of those 5 halachos d'oraisa that we had, the Torah uses the word bias. And when the Torah used the word bias, we're here by defining bias as being dalaramas of dalaramas. Period. Definition of bias is dalaramas of dalaramas.
What about the dinim of Rabbanan?
The Torah never says anywhere about those halachos. You can't say, oh, if you look in the section of the Torah that discusses Eruv, you'll find that he used the word bias. No, because there is no section of the Torah that uses the term Eruv. So the Gemara says, the Gemara goes through why it is that for all those Din Midrabanan has to be Royal Ladira, but that's all Misvara Midrabanan. Essentially what the Gemara does, and we're not going to go through it carefully right now, maybe on Monday, but what the Gemara essentially does is it tells us there are 10 halachas in the Braisa, but there are really two reasons for these halachas. The reasons for the first 5 halachas, the ones that are Daraisa, is just based on one word, and that is the word bias. The reasons for the next 5 halachas that are all Dinim Drabanan has nothing to do with the word bias. That's about a svara of what's considered a normal dwelling place. That's critical. It's critical to realize that that's going on over here. That even though all 10 halachas are mentioned in the Braisa, it's really 2 sets of halachas, 5 and 5. The first 5 are about a technical definition of the term bias. The second 5 are about svara, are about what makes sense. How do people live? What would be a comfortable living place for a person? Why is this distinction so critical? Why am I making such a big deal out of this? That the first 5 is about the definition of the word bias, and the second 5 is about svara, what makes sense. Let's say I were to ask you, okay, you told me 4x4 amos, right? What if you have a house or a room that's 3 amos wide and 10 amos long? What's the square amma-age of 3x10? Come on, guys. 30! Excellent. And what's the square amma-age of 4x4 ammas? Of exactly 4x16. So is the 30 amma square amma room that's 3x10 going to be included in these 10 halachos?
No.
Why not? So what? Who says?
4x4 is 16. So once you're above 16, then you should be.
Okay, you're giving good svaras, right? 4x4 is a minimum, so anything bigger than 16. That works if the halacha that we're talking about is actually a svara. Meaning, if we're trying to figure out what would be a comfortable place for a person to live. So you look at 2 apartments, one of them is 4x4 amos. You know how tiny that apartment is? 4x4 amos, very, very tiny, right? Then you look at another apartment that's 3 amos by 100 amos. Which one is a more comfortable place to live? Clearly, the 3 amos by 100 amos. If you're talking about what's considered a place of dira that a person would be comfortable in, then you can say such a svara. But if there's a technical definition, and the technical definition of the word bias means that it needs at least 4 amos in each direction, you can give me svaras from today till tomorrow about how comfortable it is and how much better it is, how much nicer it is. It doesn't make an ounce of difference. It would be like saying, oh, why a citron? Watermelons are so much nicer than citrons. It doesn't matter. The Torah said a citron, not a watermelon. So if the Torah said bias, you have to go with the Torah's definition of bias, not your own definition of what makes sense. And therefore, it would stand to reason that at least you could imagine that the gather of what's called a house for the first 5 halachos in this braisa may be different than what's called a house for the second 5 halachos in this braisa. Again, why? Why would the gather be different? Why would the gather be different? Because for the first 5 halachos, we're dealing with technical definition of the word bias. Second 5 halachos, what's called a dira? How's a person comfortable? How do you like to live? So you could imagine that those would be 2 different gedarim. That is critical to understand before we open up the Rishonim, before we start digging a little deeper into this sugya. That the first 5 halachas and the second 5 halachas are not exactly the same. Now let's dig a little deeper. the issue of, there are two issues I want to discuss in Hilchos Mezuzos over here. Right? Certainly, 4x4 amos and the exact measurement of an amah I don't want to get into. When you move into a new house, God willing, one day you'll get married, you'll buy a house, you'll likely call the local Orthodox rabbi over to come over and tell you how to kasha the kitchen and how to put up mezuzahs and which rooms need a mezuzah and which side and whatever. And the most challenging question that, not the most challenging, one of the most challenging questions that come up in Hilchos Mezuzah is this halacha of dalet al dalet al. Specifically as it relates to a walk-in closet. Because walk-in closets very often are, depending on your neighborhood, sometimes can be more than 16 square amos, but aren't dalet in each direction. Okay, so you have that issue of a room that's not 4 amos in each direction, and additionally, even if they are, so what we're going to discuss is, what if it's not an exact square? It's not exactly dalet al dalet. Let's say it's 3x10. And also, what's the halacha of a walk-in closet? Right? Let's say the closet is even less than dalet al dalet. Is there any reason that it should require a mezuzah, even if it's by no definition dalet al dalet amos? So take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah Perek Vav Halacha Beis. It's source number 2 in your packet, I believe. Rama writes, "Bayis she'en lo arba amos al arba amos, patur min mezuzah." Any surprise there? No, it's exactly what the Brisa said. No dalet al dalet, patur from mezuzah. Then says Rama, "V'im yesh bo kedei l'raveya arba amos al arba amos b'shaveh, afal pi shuhu ogul, o bal chamesh zaviyos, v'ein sarich lomar she'maya orko yeser al rachbo." If you have enough to square out a 4x4 amah area in that room, even though it may be a circular room, it may be, what do they call it? Pentagon, right? It may be a pentagon room, or it may be a Orchol Yeser al Rachbo, a rectangle. Hol v'yeshbo l'raveya arba amos al arba amos, chayiv b'mezuzah. If you have the ability to square out 4 amos by 4 amos, it's chayv and mezuzah.
What does square out mean? Has to fit in or has to be a square?
What do you mean? Has to? You know, he said it definitely doesn't have to be a square, because it could be a circle. It could be.
Which has to fit in.
Good. So what does the Rambam mean?
Or maybe
an unbiased view. If it's 3 amos by 10 amos, what would the Rambam tell you?
No.
There is nowhere in a 3x10 amos room that you could plop down a 4x4 amos room and fit it in there. Right? But 3x10 amos is way more than the square footage of 4x4.
But he says rectangle, so what would be the...
I'm asking you is, what is the Rambam telling me? I have a 3 amos by 10 amos room. Is the Rambam saying chayv mezuzah or patur from mezuzah? How do you understand this Rambam? You can't be wrong about this, because there's somebody that understands it each way. Unless you say something absolutely ridiculous. But you're unlikely to be wrong about this. How do you read the Rambam, though? That it's patur from mezuzah. Why?
Because they said you have to be able to box out a 4x4.
Sounds like, that you have to be able to box out a 4x4 amma. Im yesh bo kedei l'raveya arba amos al arba amos. How does a circle have yesh bo kedei l'raveya arba amos al arba amos? You draw a square inside that circle. If you could draw a 4x4 amma square inside the circle, and we're going to have this, we'll have all the geometry sugyas coming up about the circles and the square and pi is 3 and, figuring all that stuff out. We'll have that. The Gemara is going to talk about these cases when it comes to sukkah. Says the Rambam, when it comes to mezuzah, if you could square out 4x4 amos, that's kosher. What's the other way to understand the Rambam?
Square footage.
Yesh bo kedei l'raveya means square footage. There's just no word in Hebrew for square footage. So he says, yesh bo kedei l'raveya. If you have the same square footage that you would have in a 4x4 amos room, so then it's chayiv and mezuzah. Good. Those are the two ways to understand the Rambam. Comes along the Rush, source number 3, Garsinim B'Sukkah. The Rush, there's a Rush in Maseches Menachos in Hilchos Mezuzah, but there's no Gemara in Menachos that tells us the size of the room. So what does the Rush have to say? Sukkah Davkim Laman Aliv. This is a classic example of the notion that Chazal had: Divrei Torah Aniyim B'Makom Echad VaAshirim B'Makom Acher. that sometimes you think that you learn a topic really well, and you're only learning in one spot, you're missing some basic information. Because you have to learn elsewhere in order to get the full picture of that topic. That's the way Torah works. There will be a detail about Hilchos Mezuzah in Maseches Sukkah that you can't get by learning all of Maseches Menachos. That's why Mori Rabbi Rav Mordechai Willard was so against the idea of giving a person the right to paskin only in Hilchos Nida. That a person is going to study, whatever gender the person is, they're only going to study Hilchos Nida. That's going to be their expertise, and they're going to paskin only in Hilchos Nida. So if you don't know what a Svek Sveka is, and you don't know what how Halacha works everywhere else, you can't paskin in Hilchos Nida either. You need to have a broad view of all of Halacha. So this is a classic example of that idea. Says the Rush. It says in Masech HaSukkah, Tan Rava, Vayishen Bar Abba Salam Rav Spazim Rav Zuzim in Amata. Afal pisha b'kola svarim ein ksiv kein el abayus she'ein bo arba amos Rav Alfas gara she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos. Interesting. He alerts us that there's an alternative girsa in the Gemara. That there's another girsa that doesn't say arba amos al arba amos. It says any house that doesn't have arba amos, period. Now, that would make it sound like it certainly doesn't need to be necessarily 4x4. It would just need whatever the equivalent of the square footage would be. But says the Rush, I think the Geras is more correct that it should be 4x4 amos. Dimistaber de lochazi lidira b'inyan acher. You can't live in something that's not at least 4 amos in each direction, says the Rush. It's unlivable. Udlo kemosha kosev Rambam zal. And I realize, says the Rush, this is against the Rambam. Because what did the Rambam say? Shem haya archo yosra rachbo. That if it's more long than it is wide, hold the yeshbo l'rabeya arba amos l'arba amos chayev mezuzah. Since you have the square footage of dalet al dalet amos, you have 16 square amos, it's chayev mezuzah. D'arba amos al dalet amos binin l'kol hanu d'kachash v'raisa perakam d'sukkah. So the Rush says, I'm telling you square footage is not enough. You need arba amos in at least arba amos in each direction. And the Rush tells you a greater chiddush than that, and that is how he learns the Rambam. How does the Rush learn the Rambam? How's the Rush learning the Rambam? That the Rambam is saying square footage. So while the Rush is telling you square footage is not enough, you need at least 4 amos in each direction, he says, you should know, I know that I'm arguing on the Rambam. Really? We didn't know you were arguing on the Rambam. We just saw the Rambam. We had two possibilities of how to read the Rambam. But the Rush says, yeah, I know I'm arguing on the Rambam. Because the way the Rush understood the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that it's got to be only square footage. That it doesn't have to be dalet amos necessarily in either direction. What's the svara for the Rush? Why would it have to be 4 amos? What? He says it's not. You can't live there. You can't live in something that's less than 4 amos in one direction. Does it matter that you can't live there?
Gemara, no.
It sounds from the Gemara that whatever the definition of bias is. Okay, so one could imagine that the definition of bias may depend on.
Why would the Gemara be mechali?
Good. Okay. Why would the Gemara be mechali between the Daraisos and the Darabanans then? I mean, you would have to find some other difference. La halacha. You know you have the Rambam says one way, the Rush says another way. What would you say, la halacha? What's Shulchan Aruch going to tell me? Who gets the deciding vote? When you have the Rambam one way, the Rush and the other way, who gets the deciding vote? Someone said it, what? The Rif. You need to find the Rif. What does the Rif say? Because the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Sakhtama, that I, in the Akhtama to Beis Yosef, he says, I'm going to quote lots and lots of Rishonim. I only care about what three of them have to say, though, in terms of deciding the halacha. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. Rav Vadi Yosef has a long piece in Yechavadat where he tries to understand why that methodology is okay. Why are you allowed to just pay attention to three Rishonim and take the majority of that? Shouldn't you have to take the majority of all the Rishonim? Why is Rav Vadi Yosef so bothered by that? because Rav Avadia Yosef's own style in Pesach is very much to take the majority of everything that was ever written. And he says, and here's Maran Beit Yosef, which Rav Avadia Yosef dedicated his entire life to try to get all Sfaradim to follow Maran Beit Yosef. And Maran Beit Yosef doesn't paskin the way Rav Avadia likes to paskin. He only cares about the Rambam, Rav, and the Rash. And that's deeply troubling to Rav Avadia. So he explains, he has whatever explanation he has. But that's a different topic for a different time. Okay, the Rif happens to not say anything explicitly on this. Oh, great. Now what? You have the Rambam against the Rush, and the Rif doesn't say anything.
Didn't we say the Rush quoted a Girsa from the Rif?
He quoted a Girsa, but it's the exact Girsa that we have in our Gemara that led the Rambam to his conclusion and the Rush to his conclusion. So it doesn't. It's not this positive. If you look in Beis Yosef, we can start to see which direction the Shulchan Aruch is headed in. Look at source number 5, Beis Yosef. This is how you learn Halacha. You learn the Gemara, you learn the basic Rishonim, and then you move on to Beis Yosef, and you see how it plays out in Poskim and Shulchan Aruch. Says the Beis Yosef. Source number 5. Umashakasim, O She'im Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Patr. The Torah says if a house is less than 4x4 amos, it's part of a mezuzah. Braisa perakama de sukkah. Where does this appear? Beis Yosef always tries to give you the mar makamos. Sukkah daf gimel amra. The kasva rush behilchos mezuzah says the rush in hilchos mezuzah. Afal pisha bekalas for the main kasva del labai shein bar arba amos. Rav Alfas gores shein bar arba amos al arba amos. Dimistabed lo chazil adir binin acher. And he quotes for the next 2.5 lines exactly what we just read in the Rush. Word for word of what we just read in the Rush, that's what the Rush writes. Then, after the words, Ad Kan Lashona. Vizel Lashona Rambam! Im Yesh Bo Kedei L'Raveya Arba Amos L'Arba Amos B'Shaveh Aval Bishu Ogul O Bal Chamesh Zavios, even if it's round or pentagonal, Ve'im Tzarech Lomar Shemaya Arko Yesar Al Rachma, certainly if it's rectangular. Since it's 4x4, it's chayv in mezuzah. Since it has the square footage, let's say, the way the Rush understood the Rambam at least, it's chayv in mezuzah. Meaning, the Beis Yosef quotes that the Rush says he argues with the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef says, I agree with you, Rush, that you are arguing with the Rambam. Meaning, we could have looked at the Rush and said, Rush, I know you think you're arguing with the Rambam, but we read the Rambam that the Rambam is actually agreeing with you. Beis Yosef says, you know, the Rush, you're right about one thing, that the Rambam does not agree with you. Now I got a paskin. What do I do when it's the Rambam against the Rush? Says Beis Yosef, I'll tell you what I do. Uli inyan halacha, nikitinan ka Rambam. We paskin like the Rambam. What's his real reason for paskin like the Rambam? Against the Rush? Maran Beit Yosef is always biased toward the Rambam. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, whenever he can, whenever there's an excuse to, he'll use the exact words of the Rambam. He always, you know, he biased the whole system. The system is 2 out of 3, Rif, Rush, and Rambam. You ever read the introduction to the Rambam, to Mishnah Torah? The Rambam says, you know how I paskin? Like the Rif, always. Except for 3 times. Always like the Rif. So yeah, if you're paskin like the majority, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush, you're always going to be paskin like the Rambam, right? Because he's always in line with him. So, says Maran Beit Yosef, halacha like the Rambam. Da lo polagale ella harash. That's a slap in the face, no? Because who argues on the Rambam already? It's just the Rush. No one else argues on the Rambam. What on earth does that mean? And who argues on the Rush? As far as we've seen, maybe the Rambam. We haven't seen any other Rishonim that really weigh in on this issue. And nor did the Beis Yosef quote any of them. It's not like the Beis Yosef's got a list of 500 Rishonim that all paskin like the Rambam. It's just the Rush that says otherwise. There are only 2 Rishonim that talk over here. Very, very strange. He says, "V'lishna da arba amos l'arba amos shalom min a rush enu mukhrach." the fact that the Gemara used the term Arba Amos al Arba Amos doesn't tell me anything, he says. Because whenever it's 16 square Amos, you can call that Arba Amos al Arba Amos. It doesn't have to mean that it's four Amos in either direction. So now, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, what do you expect to find? No, following it along, what do you expect to find in the Shulchan Aruch? In Hilchos Mezuzah. Like the Rambam, right? And you will not be disappointed if you look in source number 6. Bayis, She'ein ba, Dal Ramos, Al Dal Ramos, Potter. V'im yesh bo, K'dei L'raveya, Dal Ramos, Al Dal Ramos, B'shaveh. Af al pi she'orcho yesra al rachbo. O shu ogul, O bal hei zavios, Chayiv. Quotes the exact lashon of the Rambam and says, Chayiv. So the Beis Yosef Paskins, 16 square amos is Chayiv in Mezuzah. What do you have to lose? Might as well fill the Mezuzah anyway, right? What do you have to lose? Can you just be machmir if you're not sure? What do you have to lose? Bracha. You say a bracha when you put up a Mezuzah. If the room is part of a Mezuzah and you're putting one up with a bracha, you're risking bracha levatam. Comes along the Taz. This Taz does not appear in Yoredeya and Hilchos Mezuzah. It appears in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, and Hilchos Sukkah. We're not going to read this whole Taz inside, as you might imagine. The Taz is source number 4. We're not going to read it inside right now, but essentially what the Taz says is that the Rush misunderstood the Rambam, Beit Yosef misunderstood the Rambam. They all misunderstood the Rambam. What did the Rambam really mean? Exactly what you said before. The Rambam really meant that it's got to actually be 4 amos wide. Therefore, you need to be able to fit a 4x4 amos square in that area, in that room. That's Chayiv and Mezuzah. You have to be able to plop down a 4x4 amos square in that room. Whether it's a circular room, a rectangular, it doesn't make a difference, but it needs 4 amos in each direction. Not square, 16 square amos. So totally misunderstood the Rambam. That's what the Taz says. That they all misunderstood the Rambam. And the Taz says, and I have a raya. I have a raya. How big do we pass in the sukkah has to be? La halacha, what do we pass in? 7x7 tefachim. What if it's 6 tefachim by 30 tefachim? Kosher or not kosher? Not kosher. Right? So says the Taz, if it's not about square footage on Sukkah, then it shouldn't be about square footage by Mezuzah. The same halacha should be true both by Mezuzah and by Sukkah. What was the whole point of our whole Gemara? What did our Gemara do? Our Gemara says, we have a Brice that tells us 10 halachas about Dal Ramos and Dal Ramos. Isn't that Brisa related to Sukkah? And what was the Gemara's answer? No, nothing to do with Sukkah. So it comes along and tells you, oh, come on, it's got something to do with Sukkah? Maybe a little bit to do with Sukkah? No, the Gemara's whole point was it's got nothing to do with Sukkah. Maybe by Sukkah you need Zayin Tfachim al Zayin Tfachim for whatever reason, but that's got nothing to do with what the halachas of Mezuzah are. Mezuzah is about the technical definition of bias. Comes along the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva in Yoredeya Simen Reish Pei. And he says, you know, I'll tell you why we're more machmir by Mezuzah. I'm sorry, that we're more machmir by Mezuzah and we're going to be more quick to be mechayev an area in Mezuzah than we would to declare a sukkah kosher. More quick to be mechayev an area in Mezuzah, even if we're not so certain about it. Take a look at source number 11. Ube'emes svaras harambam tamua ktsas. I don't understand the Rambam, he says. Imle inyin makom dalar al dalar inyin shabbos srile dlavi makom chashav la'aniyah chafatzav. Imlo yemaruva, yemakuchuta sara pachas mizafilia orcho kama yemakum ptur. In Ilcha Shabbos, when you need an area to be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, you consider it a makum, 3.9 doesn't cut it. it needs to be at least that wide. Let's skip a little bit ahead. Imlono Mari says in the third line, "Deshaini mezuzah, debekal mischayev b'mezuzah." He says, "You know what? We are very eager to make something chayev b'mezuzah. Why? Mitam shekasav sma simin tavchav zayin sif beis, dechiyav the Torah lios mitzvas Hashem negerenav v'biyaso ubiyitziyaso." What's the purpose of mezuzah? Remember Hashem, wherever you go. You go into your house, you leave your house, always remember Hashem. So even if a house is 3.9 amos by 100 amos, it's not going to be chayiv in maka, because it's not 4x4, but it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah. You know why? Because mezuzah has a message to it. And that message is critical to remember Hashem. There is a shear, but we can
logic,
be more liberal in defining the shear. Now, does that
logic? You say there's no shear at all.
So comes along Dovi Cohen and says, that sounds very drushy. You know, this doesn't sound at all like, this doesn't sound like a halacha that the Chassam Sofer is saying. Because mezuzah has a message, okay, so I'll come up with a nice message for Makkah too. You know, like, I'm sure, you know, open up a Sefer HaChinuch, you'll find nice messages of every mitzvah. Because what's this about?
If you put a mezuzah up on this, that wouldn't need it. Would that be a problem at all?
Yeah. If you say a bracha, yeah.
If it didn't need it, but you could put it on.
There's no such thing.
No.
So if you look in the Chazon Ish, which is in the back of your packets, Chazon Ish on the bottom of the right-hand column over there, Ubachsam Sofer Sim Reish Pei Kasav Lidchos Rayas Ataz Misuka Agula, he rejects the raya of the Taz, we're more machmir by mezuzah. And when the Taz claims that when the Gemara says who's the author of the brisa about this dalet al dalet, it must be Rebbe, and the Gemara rejects it because Sukkah's Diras Arai, not a Diras Keva. The Gemara could have said, Sukkah's different because it doesn't have this message of mezuzah. Says the Chazon Ish, this Taz is strange. This Chassam Sof rather is strange. V'tema, v'tamua. V'chi adavar masur lanu? Halo ha-Torah masur lanu me'ravina v'ravashi b'Gemara. Do we get to decide what's important and what's not important? Ravina and Ravashi wrote the Gemara. V'im b'Gemara lo amru l'chalik b'mezuzah, man amara. If the Gemara didn't say that we should always be stricter by mezuzah than by other halachos, you can't say that on your own, Chassam Sofer. V'od, halo b'raisa killa mezuzah b'de'inach, umida achas l'kulan. Oh, Chassam Sofer says, we're going to be more machmir by mezuzah than maka. Says the Chassam Ish, what? The Brisa put mezuzah and maka right next to each other. And you're going to decide mezuzah is a more important message? V'on matamu zed mezuzah maskeres malchus shemayim. Sof lamra taral babayis. Oh, mezuzah has an important message. You remember malchus shemayim? Yeah, and you know where you're chayav to put a mezuzah? In your house. If you put a mezuzah dangling from your rear view mirror in your car, you know what kind of mitzvah you get? Nothing. Ah, but you remember Malchus Shemayim driving all over Israel, picking up customers. Zero mitzvah. Nothing. Because it's not a bias. So Chazon Ish says it's scandalous to decide that mezuzah should be more machmir because of that. And therefore, the Ashkenazi poskim remain besafek about this issue. And if you look in Shach, in Sivkat Rechav Gimel, in Hilchas Mezuzah, the Shach writes, if you have a room that's 16 square amos, but not 4x4, mezuzah without a bracha. Be machmir just in case that is the Shitas Rambam. But A, it may not even be the Shitas Rambam, and even if it is the Shitas Rambam, we might pass one like the Rosh. Mezuzah without a bracha. Now, most of the time, if you're putting up mezuzahs throughout your house, you're only going to say one bracha anyway. say one bracha, you put a mezuzah on the front door, and then you walk around the house and put mezuzahs up everywhere else as well. So that you could certainly do. It's certainly not going to be a bracha vatal, because on your front door it was certainly a kashra bracha. Yeah.
Is there any issue with let's say, so you weren't putting up 100 mezuzahs, you were just putting up that one mezuzah. Is there any issue with putting it up and not saying a bracha? Is there any potential issue without saying a bracha? Are you still, if it was mechoyev in
if there's zero chiyuv whatsoever, so then it's just silly to put a mezuzah with no chiyuv. Like if I were to put a mezuzah here,
if there was to be a chiyuv and you put one up and without a bracha, you're still
mekayim the mitzvah.
Okay.
Still mekayim the mitzvah. Absolutely. Now, when it comes to walk-in closets, we have a few minutes to discuss. There are essentially three shitas. Let's say you have a walk-in closet that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos. What would you say? Now, wait one second. Before that, I said there are three shitas about walk-in closets. What are the three possibilities? What? Yeah, not put one at all, or?
Put
without a bracha, put with a bracha. No, because put without a bracha is not a shita at all. That's just saying I'm a supak between the shitas. There are three actual shitas. Right side, left side, or none. Left side? When I walk into my house, he's saying, when I walk into my house from the outside, is the outside a room? Is the outdoors a room? No, the outdoors aren't a room. Are the outdoors chayiv and mezuzah? No, they're not, right? Where's the mezuzah on the right side going into my house? L'may naf kamina, whether I'm coming into my house from outside, or I'm coming into my house from an area that's not chayiv and mezuzah, a closet that's less than 4 by 4 amos. Either way, it's a doorway. Don't look at it as a doorway into the closet, because that closet's less than 4 by 4 amos. Look at it as a doorway from which you go from your closet to your house. So then, if you look at it that way, right? If you look at it that way, it's just like walking in from the outside. So your mezuzah would go on the left side into the closet, right side out of the closet, because it's really a doorway out of the closet into your house. That is the svara of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger gives such a svara that the mezuzah in a walk-in closet that's less than 4 by 4 amos, that's no one's definition of 4 by 4 amos, less than 16 square amos, the mezuzah would go on the left side going into the closet, right side coming out of the closet, because it's not a room, but we should at least treat it like the outdoors. Does that make sense? I mean, is there any way you could take it? Meaning, why wouldn't everyone say that? Why is it different than the outdoors? Because you have stuff there, so? Because inside your house, so what? How do you get to the outdoors? Must you go through your house to get to the outdoors? No, not unless you were born in your house, right? You don't have to go through your house to get to the outdoors. So when you come from the outdoors into your house, you're actually coming in. When you go deeper and deeper into your house, yeah, you're then going to need to come back out, but like that's not the entrance way into your house. That's when you've already been in your house. Generally, the rule in Hilchos Mezuzah is, let's say you have a room that you have a doorway between two rooms. So how do you know which way is going in and which way is going out? How do you know which side to put the mezuzah on? You know what the general halacha is? Whichever room is deeper into the house, it's right side going deeper into the house. We're always viewing it as if we're going from less deep into the house to deeper into the house. So the closet is the deepest into the house. It's where you can't go any further, right? So you don't view that as a mezuzah coming out from the closet to the room. It's from the room to the closet.
It's not a house with two main entrances.
With two main entrances. Ah, so that's also a very interesting shayla. These become interesting shaylas. Yeah. Closet is two entrances. Also interesting shayla. So this is Rabbi Akiva Eger. Who argues? So the Chamudei Daniel. Who's the Chamudei Daniel? So Chamudei Daniel was made famous by the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva appears on the bottom of Yerdeya. And Pischei Tshuva quotes from a Chamudei Daniel that you put the mezuzah on the right side going into the closet, even if the closet is less than 16 square amos. Why? The Gemara had made this comment about a bayis that's less than 4 by 4 amos not being able to connect two cities. Right? If you learned down the whole Amud, the Gemara had asked, the Enos Noso Ibor Ben Shtei Arayos, Ayaros rather, Da Afilu Keburgenin Lo Mashvinan Lei. Why don't we at least treat it like those little huts that hunters hang out in, and that's big enough to connect two cities? So why can't a house that's less than 4 by 4 amos connect two cities? And what's the Gemara's answer? Borgenin chazul milsayhi, v'haylo chazul lemilsay. A hut is at least serving its own function. It's meant to be a hunter's hut, and it's functioning as a hunter's hut. So that's why it's good enough to connect two cities. But if you build a bayis that's less than 4 by 4 amos, it's not functioning as a bayis. It's too tiny to be a bayis. What do you see? That as long as something is meeting what it was meant to function as, that gives it inherent chashivos. Inherent chashivos. That's what Rashash says over here. And says the Pischei Tshuva in the name of the Chamudei Daniel, a closet is meant to be a closet, a place to keep your clothing. If you can walk into that closet, it has a door that you can walk into, even if it's less than 16 square amos, it is meeting its function. And as such, it requires a mezuzah on the right side. The raya is from the borgenin, the huts that are used to connect two cities, even though they're tiny. Why are they used to connect two cities? Because they're meeting their function. That's the chiddush of the Chamudei Daniel. I would tell you that if you learn this Gemara carefully, not even so carefully, you can reject this chiddush of the Chamudei Daniel. How do we start shiur today? We said there are 10 halachos in this brisa, but there aren't really 10 halachos. There are two sets of 5. And the first 5 halachos are all about bayis. The second 5 halachos are all about whether what a person comfortably lives in. Not about the definition, technical definition of bayis. Connecting two cities. Which set of halachos was that in? The first set or the last set? The second set. Mezuzah.
First set.
Comes along Chamudei Daniel, says, oh, don't you see from the connecting of two cities that it doesn't actually have to be 16 square amos, it just has to meet its function? I would tell you, yeah, you know where you see that? By the second set, by things that are about how you're using that space and how you're enjoying that space. But anything that has to do with the technical definition of bayis? No way! If it's less than 4 by 4 amos, less than 16 square amos, nobody would say that's a technical definition of bayis. This Chamudei Daniel that is very popular, go to a lot of homes and you'll see a mezuzah on the walk-in closets. This Chamudei Daniel is a plia atzuma. It seems directly against our sugya. So what you have so far is you have Rabbi Akiva Eger saying to put a mezuzah on the right side coming out of your closet, left side going in. You have the Chamudei Daniel telling you to put a mezuzah on the right side going into your closet because it functions as a closet. And that's good enough for the borgenin, these things that connect cities, so it should be good enough for mezuzah. But you could imagine a rabbi coming along and saying, I don't like either of those svaras. The simple reading of the Braisa. If it's not 4 by 4 amos, it's not chayv mezuzah, period. Not coming in, not coming out, nothing. Rabbi Akiva Eger is wrong because it's not coming from the outdoors. It's coming from deeper into the house. And Chamudei Daniel is wrong because it's got nothing to do with the borgenin. The borgenin was in the second set of halachos. And that's why the majority of contemporary poskim say, I don't like the Chamudei Daniel and I don't like the Rabbi Akiva Eger. I mean, we like them personally. I don't like either of these shitos. And therefore, La Halacha, Rav Meisher, Rav Vosner, Rav Tzal Stern, all the contemporary poskim, what do they all say? No mezuzah.
It's not halal at all.
if it's not Dalar Adama. Now, if the closet, so that's why, when you go and you ask the Shaila, when you buy a house one day, the rabbi will come with a tape measure, and he'll measure to see if it's 16 square amos, and if it's Dalar al Dalar amos. So if you have Dalar amos in either direction, even if it's a walk-in closet, Dalar amos in either direction, what is everybody going to say? Mezuzah on the way into the closet, because that's a room. If it's 16 square amos, but not Dalar amos, one of the directions is less than Dalar amos, but it's 16 square amos, what are they going to tell you? Mezuzah going in without a bracha. If it's less than Dalar al Dalar amos, well then you're going to test. You're going to see if your rabbi is a Chamudei Daniel guy, if he's a Rekive Eger guy, or if he's a everybody else guy. If he's a Chamudei Daniel guy, he's going to tell you right side going in. If he's a Rekive Eger guy, he's going to tell you right side going out. If he's an everybody else guy, he's going to tell you, don't worry about it. Okay, that's a little bit about mezuzah. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll pick up with Ma'aka.